Hello, and welcome to the GCSE PE Revision Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most important topics in the OCR specification, methods of training. Whether you're a sprinter, a marathon runner, or a team player, understanding how to train effectively is the key to unlocking your potential. In the next 10 minutes, we'll break down the 6 key training methods you need to know, explore how to apply them in an exam context, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to make sure that knowledge is locked in. Ready? Let's get started. Right, let's jump into the core concepts. For your exam, you need to be confident discussing 6 different methods of training. Let's break them down one by one. First up, continuous training. This is the foundation of aerobic fitness. It involves working for a sustained period of time, at least 20 minutes, without rest. Think of a long, steady run, a cycle, or a swim. The key here is maintaining a heart rate in your aerobic zone, which is about 60 to 80% of your maximum heart rate. This method is perfect for developing cardiovascular endurance and is a staple for marathon runners or triathletes. Examiners will award marks for mentioning the sustained duration and the specific aerobic heart rate zone. Next, we have fartlek training. This is a Swedish term meaning speed play. It's a bit like continuous training, but with a twist. You vary the intensity and speed of your workout. Imagine you're out for a run in the park. You might jog for a few minutes, then sprint to a lamppost, then jog again, then run uphill. It's continuous, but the changes in pace challenge both your aerobic and anaerobic systems. This is brilliant for games players like footballers or hockey players who need to change pace constantly. Now for interval training, this is where things get intense. Interval training involves periods of high-intensity work followed by fixed periods of rest or recovery. For example, you might sprint for 30 seconds, then rest for 60 seconds, and repeat that 10 times. This method is fantastic for improving speed, power, and anaerobic fitness. A key point for the exam: always specify the work-to-rest ratio. It's the defined rest periods that separate this from fartlek training, a common point of confusion that loses candidates' marks. Let's move on to circuit training. This is a really versatile method. You set up a series of stations, usually between 8 and 12, and perform a different exercise at each one. You might do a minute of press-ups, then a minute of squats, then a minute of shuttle runs. The beauty of circuit training is that you can target a wide range of fitness components. A well-designed circuit will alternate muscle groups to prevent fatigue, for example, moving from an arm exercise to a leg exercise. This is great for developing general fitness and is used in a huge variety of sports. Our fifth method is weight training. This involves using resistance, like free weights or weight machines, to build strength, power, or muscular endurance. The outcome depends entirely on how you structure the session. For strength and power, you'll use high weights and low repetitions. Think 3 sets of 6 reps. For muscular endurance, you'll do the opposite: lower weights and higher repetitions, like 3 sets of 15 reps. In your exam answers, you must be specific about the sets, reps, and weight to get the marks. Finally, we have plyometrics. This is all about explosive power. Think box jumps, bounding, or hopping. Plyometric exercises use the stretch shortening cycle. Your muscle lengthens eccentrically as you land, storing elastic energy, and then contracts concentrically with explosive force as you jump. It's a high-impact method that's perfect for athletes like basketball players, high jumpers, or sprinters who need to generate maximum force in the shortest possible time. Don't just say it's jumping. You need to mention the stretch shortening cycle for top marks. Okay, so we know the methods. Now, how do we get top marks in the exam? Here are some key tips and common mistakes to avoid. First, be specific. It is not enough to say weight training improves strength. You need to explain how. For example, a rugby player would use weight training with high weights and low repetitions, such as 5 sets of 5 reps at 85% of their 1 rep max, to develop maximal strength for tackling. That level of detail gets you the AO2 application marks. Second, link the method to the sport. Always justify your choice. Why is continuous training suitable for a marathon runner? Because it specifically develops the cardiovascular endurance needed to sustain performance for over 2 hours. Why is plyometrics good for a long jumper? Because it develops the explosive power needed for an effective takeoff. Third, avoid the classic mistake of confusing fartlek and interval training. Remember, fartlek is continuous with varied intensity, while interval has fixed work and rest periods. If you can nail that distinction, you're ahead of the game. Another common pitfall is being too vague about circuit training. Don't just list exercises. Explain how you would structure the circuit to be effective. For example, the circuit would be designed to alternate between upper and lower body exercises to prevent localized muscular fatigue and allow for maximum effort at each station. All right, it's time for our quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, you pause and say the answer out loud. Let's go! 1. Which training method means speed play? Pause. Fartlek training. 2. To develop muscular endurance, should you use high reps or low reps in weight training? Pause. High reps. 3. What is the recommended minimum duration for continuous training? Pause. 20 minutes. 4. What is the key muscle action involved in plyometrics? Pause. The stretch shortening cycle. 5. What is the key difference between interval and fartlek training? Pause. Interval training has fixed rest periods. How did you do? If you got all 5, fantastic. If not, just rewind and listen to the core concepts again. So to summarize, we've covered the 6 key methods of training: continuous, fartlek, interval, circuit, weight training, and plyometrics. We've learned that for top marks, you need to be specific with your application, justify your choices, and avoid common pitfalls. Remember to use the precise terminology we've discussed today, like stretch shortening cycle and aerobic heart rate zone. Thanks for listening to the GCSE PE Revision Podcast. Keep practicing, keep revising, and you'll be well on your way to exam success.